Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast contains adult themes and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
The Violet Hour presents
Red Riding Hood's Episode 5, The Gator Man.
We at least have to visit Café Dumont.
That's like an hour and a half from where I live. And besides, the French Quarter is a complete clusterfuck to get to, girl.
And this is a business trip, not a vacation.
Y'all are a bunch of buzzkills.
Why would you even be thinking about New Orleans now that we know the FBI is after us?
I'm thinking about it because the FBI is after us. You're telling me we could get locked up for the next 10 to 20, and you'd be okay with missing out on Dookie Chase and Cowboy Mouth when we were so close?
Baton Rouge has plenty of good places, too.
Whatevs.
What would the FBI even have on us?
Chrissy did kill that one Roy Burns pretending he was the Timber Terror.
So what? Asshole deserved it.
Not sure that defense holds up in court. Was he the only one you guys executed?
Not exactly.
And that makes me an accessory. Great!
We're literally partners in crime!
Jackie. What are we looking for when we get to Baton Rouge?
It's gonna be hard to miss. It's a huge spear with a chain connected on one end. Last time I checked, it's in the Criminal Investigations Bureau storage.
It sounds like a harpoon.
Or what some mutated swamp monster would build if you told them to make a harpoon.
You had me at mutated swamp monster. Spill the deets.
Some of the crew I used to roll with had gotten into investigating cryptids.
Crypt what?
Like Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah. It's like made-up creatures no one can actually prove exist. And there was this one that supposedly lived in the swamp out by us called the Gator Man. It was like a half-man, half-gator.
Could have guessed that from his name.
It was all bullshit. Grainy photographs, crazy-ass swamp people swearing they saw him. And you know, at first it was just fun goofing on them in that chat and finding all these ridiculous eyewitness accounts. But then we found missing person reports from the area. It went from being a laugh to us trying to solve this actual real-life mystery. Some of us decided to meet up and go check it out. We chartered an airboat and drove out to where the disappearances had occurred. At this point, it was almost like a party for real. Smoking weed, we scaring each other, faking like we about to push folk in the water. We were about to call it a night when he attacked. It was exactly like the story said. This huge dude with skin like a gator and these razor teeth just took out the boat pilot first. And the rest of us were sitting ducks. You know, some of them jumped in the water. Going to set a few drowned. Maybe they were the lucky ones. I jumped in the pilot seat. But y'all, I ain't have no idea how to drive an airboat. My friend Alex finally figured it out, and by then it was just me and him. He died mid-sentence. Spear right in the heart. Gator Man went to yank him off the boat with that chain that he had bolted onto the end of the spear, and I whipped the boat around just trying to make it hard for him to hit me, and I didn't realize that the cage around the engine fan had broken in the attack. That chain got sucked into the fan, and so did the Gator Man.
Sounds like justice.
Tell that to Alex and everyone else that died that night. Cops never found the Gator Man. They said there was enough blood in the engine to think he had sunk to the bottom of the swamp, or gators ate what was left of him.
Well, here's hoping.
So how are we gonna break into this police evidence locker to get the spear back?
Good news?
It's a voice memo. Looks like it's from Mother.
W-9-2-1-J-R.
Is that a password?
Maybe it's for the police evidence storage.
I would need way more than a password to access that. I just got an email. Looks like Mother.
Okay, now I feel left out.
You and me both.
It's a link.
What is it?
It's a murderabilia site.
What the hell is that?
It's where assholes sell things owned by famous criminals.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
It's password protected. I can probably crack this in like...
I think Mother already cracked it for us.
That's it? Yeah, we're in. Okay, Oh, you have got to be fucking kidding me.
Uh-oh, what's that mean?
It's the Gator Man's spear.
We can't afford to bid on a...
No, y'all, the auction's over. It sold for 15 grand.
I'll say it again. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Can you see who won?
It's just a username, SashC2001. All right, no problem. I can figure out who he is.
It could be a girl.
Don't be silly, Kay.
Yeah, you're right.
I just need to see if this username is connected to any accounts on a password dump in the last few years.
It can't be that easy.
Most people use the same username and password for everything. Shoot, once you hear that, you can access their bank, their shopping, their music. Girl, you name it. Just like this asshole. Spencer Ashcroft. Now, we just cross-reference that same name and email address.
I'm just a little freaked out at how easy that was to find.
The less you know, the better you'll sleep. Looks like Spencer lives in... New Orleans.
Yes!
Fuck my life.
Look at this place. It's like a mansion.
We should have gotten a hotel first and freshened up.
Why you want to get all dolled up just to retrieve a weapon?
You want to go into a place like this looking like you've been on the road for 2 days?
I could not care less about what anyone willing to spend 15 grand on a murder weapon thinks about the way I look.
Allow me. I know how these old money assholes do business.
How can I help you?
Please inform Mr. Ashcroft the ladies Jacqueline, Kayla, Elisa, and Rosie request an audience with him.
You sound like a debutante, Rosie.
You have no idea.
I'm afraid Mr. Ashcroft is unavailable to indulge any additional. Mr. Ashcroft will see you. Please park in the driveway.
Let's do it, ladies.
Now this is the dream.
Until the levees break.
So what's the deal? Are you more Instagram models here to use the pool as a backdrop for your photo shoot?
You think we could be models?
Instagram models, not the real ones.
I'll take it.
Is there a bathroom we could use?
There's a guest bathroom right around the corner to the right. Please do not rearrange anything inside. I don't care if it's throwing up your selfies or whatever.
William, please, let the girls get comfortable.
You're Spencer Ashcroft?
Just Spence. You look surprised.
I thought you'd be older.
Well, I'm mature beyond my years. Now, which of you was in my DMs? Wait. None of you look familiar. Who are you?
I'll take care of these cool youngs.
You collect murderabilia, right? Let's just say we have similar interests.
Right this way.
So is William your bodyguard or your manservant?
Nah, he's a jack of all trades. I just call him my assistant. You know, no funny business, girls. He's also a black belt.
Ooh.
Is it just the two of you here?
Yep. And this...
Whoa.
...is my collection.
Is that glove?
Uh-huh. That was one of the Springfield slashers. Got a certificate of authenticity there.
What's this knife?
That was the Lakeshore Stranglers. And I'm keeping that display case to add the statue of Damballa.
Oh my God, is this really a...
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a real nipple belt. Ed Gein had it in his house when the cops busted him. It's fucking sick, right?
Why do you collect this shit?
You don't think it's fascinating to know what people are capable of?
No.
What's the deal, ladies? I mean, you got something I could add to my collection?
We're not...
Or did you just want the rush of being next to something that took someone else's life?
Ew, dude!
Some people do find it morbidly erotic to...
Gross!
There it is.
It's a harpoon from hell, just like you said.
That is my newest addition. Belonged to the one and only...
Gator Man. Yeah, I know. I'm the one that killed him.
Wait, for real?
That chain was about 3 feet long before I split it apart with an airboat propeller.
Holy shit. Holy shit, you're Jacqueline Toussaint. Oh my God, I had no idea. Oh my God, I need a selfie with you and the weapon. That would be cool.
How about you actually unlock that case and give it back to me so we can be on our way?
Sorry, Spence. It's been a long drive and we really need that weapon to kill this motherfucker.
Well, what's it worth to you?
We know how much you pay for it.
And I'm guessing you couldn't afford to match, let alone beat, my winning bid. But there's other forms of payment besides cash. And...
Motherfucker, if you think for 1 second...
Whoa, chill. I'm a nice guy. I would never take advantage of a situation like this, even if I could. However, what I would like is something these weapons hint at that I couldn't otherwise get.
You want the story? Get it off of Wikipedia.
I have a feeling that you have details they'd never publish. Tell you what, why don't you join me for dinner? All of you. And you tell me more about how you got that weapon from the Gator Man. If I think your story is worth it, hell, I'll give you the weapon.
Jackie, don't feel like you have to tell him anything.
All right, fine. I'll play a game.
Well, that's the spirit.
You can change your mind anytime. We'll figure something else out if you don't want to do this.
It's all good. I mean, we could use a free dinner, right?
We got you, sis.
Just say the word, I'll knock him out.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072... The city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The kitchen staff was sent home for the evening. This is the best I could do on such short notice.
Come on, this looks perfect. Doesn't it, girls?
Faux show.
It's been a while since we had a proper meal. Thank you.
Now, I know Jackie's story, but what about the rest of you?
Consider us moral support.
Well, that's not exactly a $15,000 response.
We're all survivors. Just like Jackie.
Alisa.
What?
You all survived a massacre?
I was Preston Lake in Arizona.
The Timber Terror.
Well, a copycat, anyway.
I was at the Roosevelt Tenement.
San Francisco. Right? This is too cool. I have so many questions. First, what does the death rattle really sound like?
The what?
You know, it's like the last breath that someone takes as they die. Some cultures thought it was the sound of a person's soul leaving their body. So what, is it bullshit then? You're telling me there's no such thing? You know, if you don't want the Gator Man's spear, that's fine.
The only time I was there when someone died didn't make any kind of sound, I'd call a death rattle. It was more like a fading signal that was eventually lost. Her body just settled into its eternal sleep.
What about the rest of you? I mean, surely one of you must.
What I remember most is the smell. Ugh. And that's not something anyone's gonna want to put in any news story, because quite frankly, it's fucking disgusting.
Well, I'm listening.
My ex-fiancé wore this cologne that I just loved. I'd catch a whiff of it in my apartment or my car, and it would make me think of him. I don't remember what it smells like anymore. All I remember is what it smelled like when I found his body with Jennifer's. That stench was horrible. It was like equal parts blood and shit so strong that it physically gagged me. I could almost taste it. Sometimes I'll wonder if his bowels emptied when he died, or if he literally shit himself in fear when he saw the Timber Terror standing at his bedside. I mean, he and I were together for 4 years, and yet every time I think of him, all I can remember is what his body smelled like at the end. And I think about how no matter what I've done or what I will do in my life, someone's last memory of me may very well be how bad it smelled when they found me.
If it's any consolation, I think you smell amazing.
You can own these weapons and put them up in your display cases where you can admire them from your safe little distance, but don't for one second think you know a goddamn thing about what any of them really are.
If you intend to disrespect Mr. Ashcroft...
It's all right, William. It's all right. She's right. She is. She's right. I'm sorry. I don't want you to get the wrong idea about me.
Too late.
Look, I may be out of touch. You know, I thought I was preserving history. I'm not some sadist freak getting his rocks off with this shit.
Oh, did you have a wing of your exhibit dedicated to the civil rights movement that we missed on our tour?
I have plenty of important artifacts that might have fallen into complete disrepair if it weren't for me.
Plenty of important murder weapons.
I'm interested in more than weapons.
Let me guess. You're interested in their masks, too.
I just acquired a library of books to ensure they weren't tossed into the junk heap. Right? There was a whole collection of grimoires, and they were just gonna...
What kind of grimoires are you talking about?
You have an interest in 18th century French literature?
I have an interest in grimoires.
Well, then let me blow your mind. There's an auction house here in town that specializes in occult paraphernalia.
Are those the same books as the ones in Berkeley?
Hard to tell, but they look the same.
Well, once I saw how old these were, I figured they were worth something.
Has anyone else contacted you about these books?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, it was some dickhead from the auction. He kept trying to buy them off me. I found out he was connected to one of those damn megachurches, though, so I quite politely told him to fuck off and find another book to burn.
Bet I could guess which megachurch he was with.
If you're so into grimoires, then what do you know about these books that you're not telling me?
We know that you're in danger as long as they're here.
I got a couple $1 million worth of art in this house. You don't think I've got this place on lock?
Kayla, let's get the weapons from our van.
You ladies need to calm down, all right? Calm down. William's got a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Plus, I got the best security system money can buy.
Yeah, that won't be enough.
Now you sound hysterical. I mean, who the hell's gonna try and steal a couple old-ass books that no one's ever been able to translate?
I thought you said they were French.
Well, yeah, they're from France, but they're written in some language no one recognizes. I couldn't even make sense of what any of it meant.
Wait, you read the books?
Why wouldn't I read the book? Yeah, I paid good money for them. I mean, not that it matters. My translator app couldn't even recognize it.
Wow, you are just full of bad ideas, aren't you?
Come on, we better hurry.
Hey, what kind of weapons are we talking about?
Excuse me. Ladies.
William, it's fine. They just want to grab something from their van.
I'll get the gift bags ready for tomorrow morning.
Do you mind?
I've had just about enough of your attitude, Missy.
Dude, not now!
All of y'all, to show up unannounced and just expect to be put up like you're deserving of anything more than a common...
Open the door or get the fuck out of the way.
Honestly, Mr. Ashcroft, I don't know why you lower your standards as much as you do with these...
Did that just happen? Is William?
Spence, we need you to focus if we're gonna get out of here alive.
I need this case open.
You're not gonna get it open. It's unbreakable glass.
Is it bulletproof?
Rosie, I am loving your flagrant disregard for responsible gun ownership.
I don't want to die. I do not want to die!
Gonna need a minute.
I'll see what I can do. Need a hand?
I spent spare no expense on this damn display case.
I'm empty. A little help, please.
Hey! I'm the one you want! Oh, crap! Gator boy. Remember me?
That's foul, man. It's awful. That's foul. Oh.
Are you sure you don't want the certificate of authenticity it came with? You know, in case there's ever a dispute of ownership, it could come in handy.
I don't need no piece of paper to tell me this is mine.
Right. Right. Listen, I can't thank you all enough for saving my life in there. I mean, wow. I mean, is there any way at all I can repay you?
Just don't mention us when the cops come asking about what happened here.
Oh, don't you worry about the cops. I do know a few handlers who can make something like this.
Nope, we don't need to know.
We ready?
Yeah, we are. Later, Spence.
All right, later. Alisa, can I...
What's up?
For what it's worth, I'll make sure to remember William's life. Not the way he smelled at the end.
That's literally the least you could do, but I mean, I guess it's a start.
You gotta start somewhere, right? Do you think we could, can I... Oh my God, I swear I'm not normally as nervous.
Okay. I don't know what my phone number is anymore, but here.
Whoa. Damn, is this one of them burner phones?
Pretty gangster, huh?
Real gangster. Oh, I'm just texting myself here. Okay. Now we got each other's number, and if you or your friends ever need anything, Elisa, you remember that I owe you, okay?
Thanks.
If you ever come through here, you know, anytime, anywhere, whatever you're doing, I would love to stay in touch with you.
Yo, Elisa!
Well, I'd better get going.
Yes, you better, yeah. Okay, till next time.
Should we pick you up later?
Stop!
Ain't no shame in that game, Elisa. Girl could do worse.
I feel like we should really bring those books with us.
They're probably safer here than they would be with us. Besides, I'm sure if you asked nicely, Spence would be happy to hand deliver them wherever you needed.
I hate you.
Let's see if Reverend Ambrose has any updates on that site that would indicate what he's using those books for. Oh. Looks like there's a new pop-up on his page.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. If you have attended service recently, then you know I have a project in the works that brings me much excitement. This will be a truly life-changing event, and one that will elevate our ministry into a global crusade of righteousness. I can't reveal the details just yet, but as the Book of John tells us, now is the judgment of this world. Click the icon below to make your donation and ensure that you are amongst the saved.
What does he have planned that would elevate his church into a global crusade?
We could always go back to Texas and make him talk.
We still have one more weapon to get.
And since we're so close, we can swing by Café du Monde on the way out.
Oh my God, thank you!
Or maybe Kaylee doesn't need any more sugar.
Well, she's sitting next to you. You all right, Rosie?
I'm fine.
We got you. Hey, don't worry. Do you know where your weapon is?
He still has it.
Who has it?
I can't go back there.
We're going together. All of us.
I'm not going back.
Back where?
Back to the carnival.
You've been listening to Red Riding Hoods, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed by Sarah Joy Brown, written by David Quiros Jr. Music supervision, music composition, and Foley artistry by Michael Paris. Sound designed, mixed, and mastered by Jean-Marc Brissot. Edited by Sarah Joy Brown and Michael Paris. Executive producer, Cassie Josepho. Creative producer, Maria Corso. Haley Poulos is the voice of Elisa. Michaela Bartholomew is Jackie. Sam Dumi is Rosie. Gina Kim is Kayla. Isha Blacker is Anton. Miranda Saleem is Dahlia. Ian Dick is Reverend Ambrose, with Carolyn Hennessy. Additional voices by David DeLuise, Eric Martzoff, Joshua Baton, Brad Hawkins, Kelly Pruner, Alice Pollock, Connor McGiffin, Daniel May, and Jennifer Sun Bell.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.